aprire!
Rocker!
A man stands on the shore, on a strange beach. He has never been here, and everything is fresh and crisp in its unfamiliarity. Everything is abnormally vivid. He feels the wind along the edges of his ears, and he realizes that this is surely the same wind as in his homeland, the one that blows across familiar beaches and safe harbors. But he has never noticed it touching his ears. He knows that it is his noticing that makes this breeze unique, different from winds of his past and his home, and that his noticing means that the wind gets a new name. And further, that the wind is changed by his naming it. His noticing and acting on this noticing. This all happens in an instant. He names this new wind Ear Edge Breeze. His eyes blink and shift slightly to the left and slightly down. He sees the tendril of a vine that curls in a corkscrew shape that is precisely the same as the shape of the wood shavings that covered the floor of his grandfather's woodworking shop. As his grandfather planes the edge of a mahogany tabletop, the golden spiral shavings grow out of the plane's top and fall to the floor. As a boy, he would focus on each one, and they would pile up as the morning wore on. Now, on this strange beach, the tendril of this vine, Solanum Dulcamara, night, which he has surely seen before on familiar homeland shores, he notices that the curve, pitch, and thickness of the tendril are the same as those of the wood shavings. Only fever. The color is different.
Garden nightshade.
He has never noticed this exact relationship before.
Stack vine. Violet bloom.
Night shade. He names this plant bittersweet grandfather work vine.
Bittersweet herb.
Blue nightshade. Felon wart. Fever twig. Garden nightshade. Scarlet berry. Staff vine. Violet bloom. Nightshade. Bittersweet nightshade. Bittersweet herb. Blue nightshade. Felon wart. Fever twig.
Yeah, because it don't want to roll no more.
Garden
nightshade. Are we on a stair, right?
Yeah.
You want to tighten up?
Yeah, you better skip one.
Staff vine.
All right. You want to get one?
Violet bloom.
Wait, let me get one. Okay, here we go. One, two. Sorry.
Okay, right there. Next step, grab the top net. Keep it from
wiggling. Yeah, wiggling, wiggling.
Okay, you ready?
Good.
Yeah.
One, two. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One, two. Are we on?
Yeah, we're coming into that curve, apparently.
All right.
Where are we on it?
Okay, take another one.
All right.
One, two.
Barely on it.
Okay, ready?
How's your corner doing, Ron?
Doing good.
One.
I have a corner back in me or something.
I can't see it.
Okay, ready?
Doing good.
All right, Joe. One, two.
As for my eyesight,
okay, take another one.
It
one,
is only
two.
Useful for navigating
one,
in
two.
The dark.
One, two.
At night,
yeah. One more.
Yeah.
I can find
ready?
My
one,
way
two.
By the stars.
My
left eye squints
come on in, then.
As my
two.
Right eye
hey, we're in enough.
Intersects the horizon by means of
yeah.
The brass sextant,
okay, ready?
Which
one.
Must be
two.
Calibrated.
Hey. Come on around.
Exactly.
If you want, we can come over some more.
All right, can you lay it over?
Otherwise,
I need a little bit more.
I will miss
one,
the
two.
Mark.
Okay, now come around.
By hundreds of miles.
Okay, we just gotta keep rotating it.
How we doing?
Good.
Got it?
We'll be aimlessly adrift for weeks.
We're at the stairs already.
Yeah. You want to, you know what, actually, instead of putting it down,
I know, but
just carry it
around.
To you. You got that
failing
thing,
that,
I
can go
one,
by
two.
Sense of smell.
Okay,
the open sea
right,
has a constant, cool, salty smell with occasional waves of sour warmth. In this consistent atmosphere, it should be easy to detect the smell of distant land.
I'm sorry, man, it was in my way.
I bring it down. Oh,
the dry, metallic
one?
Smell
two.
Of sand.
Right.
The camphorous and acidic smells of plants.
Bring it over to you, Harry.
The dank and humid smells of animals. As a last resort,
one, two.
I can proceed by my sense of hearing the sounds of the sea change as one approaches land. In the open sea, the waves lap against the ship's hulls in straight waltz time. But nearer to land, even before it is visible, the rhythm becomes irregular. First, three beats. Then, four. Then, perhaps, five. Three. Four. Two. As if the sea were stung over itself to escape the land. And as for my eyesight, it is only useful for navigating in dark. At night, I can find stars. My left eye squints as my right eye intersects
pianti
becomes
irregolare.
Erste,
three,
Then.
Sit down.
Come on.
Come on. I'm sorry, man. It was in my way.
I bring it down, Rob.
I'm sorry. You want to take it off? One. Two.
Three.
Fear.
I can't.
Two.
Not you, Danny.
We gotta bring this in up.
Come
up.
The
mare.
Bere.
Stumbling.
Sopra.
See.
Bring it over to you, Harry.
To.
Sfuggire.
Das.
Land.
Hey, ready?
Yeah.
One. Two.
As.
A.
Mein.
Eyesight.
Es.
Ist.
Only.
Utile.
Zum
navigating
alla
by
dark
alla
abend
I
posso
finden
my
via
durch
stelle
mein
left
occhio
blinzelt
es
mio
recht
I
der
Horizon
per
Mittel of Messing
Sexton
che
muss
calibrato
genau
otherwise
io
werde
by
centinaia
von
deriva.
Failing.
Quello.
E.
Can.
Andare.
Su.
Sense.
Aperta.
Sei.
Then eventually find my way, unless like Odysseus, I was bound to the ship's mast with my ears plugged with wax, my eyes blindfolded, my nose stuffed with cotton, as the sea spray and wind tear at my forehead and shoulders. This would put me at the mercy of a poet, who would be obliged to find a loose thread in the fabric of the drama so that some tragedy would unravel the story, inviting disaster, mayhem, and death. All at the service of my heroism, which would expunge years of evil deeds and would serve as fitting retribution against my pitiable enemies, who are numerous and international, and would culminate in exultation for me. And I would surely receive riches rivaling those of the Pope and be subject to the erotic attentions of the land's most beautiful women,
whose fingers would caress the many scars on my body that are my immortal pink badges of courage, perseverance, and guile.
We have to make a parenthesis to make some corrections. In page number 4, you have number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, all right? You have to cross out number 2. Cross number 3. Instead of number 4, write number 2. Instead of number 5, write number 3. Instead of, go to page 5. Instead of number 6, you write 4. Instead of number 7, you write 5. Instead of number 6, 8, you write 6. Page number 5, point 8, there should be 6. Addendum. And you go into the second line. You write comma. And then you continue in the following line, their projection. Then, when it says B, you have to add the conjunction end. And not period, but comma, both with extensive. And since we are correcting things that are incorrect, move into page number 10. Page number 10 has point 1, 2, and then 3. Cross it out and put a small e. And then you cross out a small a, b, and c, and d. And then you cross out A, B, and C. And you change D for a small F. Is this clear? We are in page 10. Now after F, it comes number 3. Now you have to write number 3 and cross number 4. All right. Now go into page number 11. Page number 11, number 1 and 2, A, small a, is left there. Then you cross B, C, D, E, and F. Cross it out. Everything is related to A. Turn to page 12. Cross out the G and put a small B. Then go into page 12. Go to capital D. Capital D. Point number 1 is all right. Cross out point number 2. Because everything is related to number 1. And point number 3 should be substituted by 2. Page number 13. Cross number 4 and 5. And finally, page number 14. Number 1 is all right. Cross number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Everything off.